Arabs.
This was a much different atmosphere than April's protest. No large parade of vehicles taking slow laps while blaring their horns. And when I identified myself as being from WBFO, the response was anything but hostile.
Excuse me, are you Devin?
I am, yes.
I was told to look for you. I'm Michael from WBFO.
Oh, awesome.
Right. Devin Rusinek of Buffalonians Against Excessive Quarantine was one of the organizers who brought several smaller planned protests into one. Their common message, reopen the economy now. Rusinek told WBFO the earliest projections of COVID hospitalization rates and fatalities justified the preventive steps taken, but those higher numbers were never reached, and now the numbers justify an easing of restrictions.
You know, it's important that we maintain some of the guidelines that were put out there by the CDC, but we also make sure to have them conform to a little bit of the way that our region sort of works through them, so that they work to, Buffalo standards.
The signs displayed messages including anti-Cuomo sentiments, calls to fully reopen churches now, and some expressed worries about forced COVID vaccinations. Dean Anthony spoke about the latter.
Well, I've done plenty of research on vaccines, and it doesn't take a rocket science to know that there's a lot of bad that goes along with the good. And anything that they could create in lickety-split time, I'm assuming, is not going to be tested properly, and I certainly wouldn't allow it into my veins.
Others say the shutdown has hurt many businesses to the point of not reopening at all. Lori Koszewski says all businesses are essential.
And it's essential that we all make a livelihood and that we all employ people that are now unemployed. So I think the phases are okay, but I look at other states like Georgia and Florida that didn't have phases, and markedly their hospitalizations are not like ours, their fatalities are not like ours. And they seem to be very responsible for how they're doing this.
Assemblyman David DiPietro stated that one of the businesses renting space in his properties informed him they had to fold. He's among those demanding an immediate and full reopening. He was asked about concerns for a new wave of infections if the economy opens too quickly.
I say that's the biggest joke I've ever heard. We flattened the curve. Flatten the curve was to make sure we didn't overwhelm the healthcare system. I post every day. Today is day 38 straight days we flattened the curve. We're laying off people at Kaleida and at the hospitals, doctors, furloughing nurses. For what? For nothing. Okay, we flattened the curve. We're way beyond that. That was a lie. Now it's find a cure. Now it's a vaccine. Now it's everything else. Just open up. And that second wave is never going to happen. Mark my words.
DiPietro added that if there is a second wave, it will not be as big as feared because people know how to practice social distancing and wear masks. However, during this gathering, almost every protester was not wearing a mask. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.